I'm Ricky Jay. That's your Sports Authority Sports Ticker on 107.7 WNSA.
Sports talk for smart people.
I was walking down along the street, and I heard this voice saying,
"The Mike Shope Show."
I turned around, and here was this big six-foot rabbit leaning up against a lamppost.
Now, here's your host.
You know, he's a real Clydesdale. He's strong. He's smart.
Mike Shope.
Thank you very much. I am humbled. The gentleman to my left possesses a voice that I have heard hundreds of times, but I am rarely looking into your face as I hear it. Milt Ellis, the longtime voice of the Odd. How do you? What is the appropriate title? The proper? Were you the voice of the Odd? The voice of the Sabres, or what exactly?
Not the voice of the Sabres. That would have been Ted Darling.
Right.
Rick Jenneret.
Which do you prefer?
Voice of the Odd back when I was doing it, that was fine.
Does it make you sad that the Odd isn't a part of the sports fan's life anymore?
A little bit. I thought the auditorium was great. It was like an old shoe, very comfortable, and I miss the Odd. I mean, to be honest with you, the arena is great. It really is. It's a showpiece, but I miss the Odd.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? How did it end with the Sabres? You retired in 1997.
Yeah,
I know you did some games at the arena, right?
Oh, sure.
A season or two?
I think I did 2 years there at the arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did you just have enough of it, you think, pretty much?
Mike, I realized it was time. I mean, I was doing it 27 years, and it was time.
Well, I don't want to necessarily – I have to give this away, Mr. Ellis.
Do it.
I hear work at this station, which is owned by the man who also happens to own the Buffalo Sabres. Mm-hmm. And I have been a Leafs fan my whole life.
All right.
I can't lie, you know. I'm not here to just make up stuff.
Sure.
So I had to be on. And now I am going to disclose that so are you. This is got to be major news for these longtime Sabre listeners.
I have been, pardon me, I've been a Leaf fan since 1955.
Mm.
Now, the reason I was a Leaf fan, we could get Channel 5 from Toronto.
Sure.
And that, the only NHL we could get regularly was the Maple Leafs. So from 1955 until the Sabres came to town, I was a Leaf fan.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when the Sabres came to town, that was entirely different.
Did your allegiance switch, or could you always have that affinity for them?
Sure, my allegiance switched to the Sabres, of course.
I better do that then.
But I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Maple Leafs.
How did you get the job?
I got it through Stan Barron back in 1966 when the Buffalo Hockey Bisons were in town. Stan Barron was the public relations man, and he needed a PA announcer. And he called me at work one day and said, "Would you like the job?" And I took it.
And how did he know of you?
I had met Stan Barron on occasion at Buffalo Bills games in the press box because at the station I worked for, I had a press pass at the press box. So every once in a while, I would have the occasion to sit next to Stan Barron at a Bills game at the Rock Pile. So that's how he became acquainted with me, and maybe he felt that my voice would have suited that, so he called me one day.
He was right, by the way. And Milt Ellis will be here until our next break, not forever, just for about another 10 minutes or so. So if you want to get a word in, ask a quick question, that's fine by me. 626-1077, toll free 1-866-626-1077. And also for Singular wireless users, formerly Cellular One, a free call at #1077. Joe in Rochester is on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Milt, pleasure talking to you. I live in Rochester now, grew up in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you how many times we rushed to the Odd just to hear you start off the game with tenor Joe Byron and organist Norm Wolf.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, that was the beginning of everything. That's when, to us, hockey was hockey, you know, the black and blue hockey. And you're right about the Odd. I mean, so many things happened there. I can remember as a kid going to the Bison games with my father, and even before the roof was raised with the blue and the gray seats, mm-hmm. the wooden seats way up high. And boy, you know. I just wanted to say, you know, we did pay attention, and we loved hearing you call the penalties, the same monotone voice, no matter what happened. It could be the most exciting thing, and You were the best.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. Thank you.
Do you take exception to the category old school? Because some of the announcers of your generation, Paul Morris in Toronto and maybe Harvey Wittenberg in Chicago, generally stylistically the same.
Yeah.
Not much hooting and hollering.
No, I definitely am around the old school. I just felt that was the way to do PA announcing in a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel that way.
Being a young guy from the old school, Mr. Ellis, they don't like me. Because when I got a couple of gigs similar to yours, yeah. They wanted me to do some screaming, and it just wasn't cut out for it.
If I could have done it, it wouldn't have been me internally.
And if you think about the great broadcasters, not as much public address announcers, but even the great broadcasters in the history of sports, generally mm-hmm. were also that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let the game be the game and not get in the way. Right. That was generally the style of many of those announcers, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever have aspirations of being in the booth at any point?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
You had a job in radio.
Yeah, but not connected with sports.
Right.
So until the Hockey Bisons or the Baseball Bisons or the Sabres came along, that was my only connection with sports.
Hmm. Tom in Buffalo, you're next. Hi, Tom.
Hello, how are you today?
Okay.
Couple comments and a question here. I've been a Sabres and a Buffalo Bisons hockey fan since I was like 5 years old, and I used to sneak into the Odd. What is your favorite memory of the Odd? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Do you have one? Maybe you have a few.
It would have to be the series with the Philadelphia Flyers.
75 finals.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was May. When we lost the cup to Philadelphia, I think they won the game 4-2, if I recall correctly. Battleship Kelly scored the final goal, the winning goal, and I sure remember that. That was hard to take, but it was exciting.
I promoted your visit yesterday by saying that you told me once there were only two players in the history of the Sabres organization with which you dealt. That asked you to pronounce their names differently. Who are they?
Well, let me first say that I tried to make sure that I never consciously mispronounced a player's name, mm-hmm. especially when the Europeans came in. I would do my best before game time to find out how they pronounce their names. But only two, in answer to your question, only two players ever came to me, and they were very nice about it. Wanted me to pronounce their names a certain way. One was Danny Gare, because at one game I announced his name as Dan Gare, and he was very nice about it. He said, I'd prefer you call me Danny.
Hmm.
And the other one was Michael Pekka. And there was a game that I abbreviated it, and I referred to him as Mike Pekka.
Mm-hmm.
And he, again, very nice about it. He said, I prefer you use Michael.
So the two men in your illustrious career at the mic of the Memorial Auditorium, that only the two men who both asked you to pronounce their names differently, both asked you to pronounce their first names differently,
yeah.
Never once a player whose last name, you know, considering the Russians who came through and eventually the influx of European players, that's a credit to you.
Well, I believe those are the only two that ever...
And having gone to the Odd so often as a kid, it was always Perrault. And Rick Jeanneret always said Perrault.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear so much Perrault. And you can notice when Rick Jeanneret does a Leaf game, it's Yannick Perrault,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, harkens back to listening to the radio when I was a kid, of course.
Well, what I would do when I was, if the Sabres were out of town, and I would be listening to them on radio or watching them on TV, mm-hmm. if it was Rick Jeanneret or Ted Darling, I would pay a particular attention to how they were pronouncing names, because I figured it's going to be stupid if I get on the PA system and pronounce it differently than what people have been hearing it on the radio.
Of course. Mike, you're next with Milt Ellis. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Milt. It's
Hello.
Either Mike or Michael DeGeorge. Take your preference.
This guy works here, Milt. Go easy on him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How are you, Milt?
I'm fine, Mike.
I'm driving into work a few minutes behind, but had to join in the conversation. Milt, for many years, you were as big a part of the game as the game itself. And the part that I missed from the PA announcers today is sort of the formal part, the structure part, if you would say the real professional part. And I still remember in the for the pregame starting lineup, if you were at the arena, you saying, please turn to pages 32 and 33 in your Sabres magazine for tonight's starting lineups and the following changes. Do I have that right?
You had it.
Mike, I never did find a lucky puck stamp, by the way. I don't know if you did. No. The Perry's ice cream stamp, I never got that. Never got the autograph, whatever it was.
Bill, could you do that for me just once? Because I still do it when I walk around work today.
All right, here, let's hear it.
All right.
No pressure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please consult your hockey program for tonight's starting lineups and the following changes.
You know, so they should have clapped for you then like they are now, right? They should have known. Mike, thanks for calling. I'll see you in a bit. Ray in Lancaster. Hi, Ray.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Milt, I was a young boy when I started going to the hockey games, and one of the things that my uncle still teases me about is when you would make an announcement for somebody to call home, Dr. Smith, please call the office.
Yes.
Mr. Jackson, please call home.
And you know, Ray, what's even better about that? Of course, it was before voicemail or anything. Yeah. So
exactly.
You used to say, call your answering machine.
Exactly.
That was always a funny point. I always liked that one.
And, Milt, I have one more thing to say. It's nice. I'm not going to give any call letters, but it's nice to hear you on the same FM station in the middle of the dial on the Christian station. Nice to hear you there.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Ray. 626-1077. Only a couple of minutes left for Milt Ellis. Did you have... favorite players that you enjoyed watching? Were they the obvious ones? Perreault.
The thing I remember, Perreault, he was just undoubtedly one of the greatest. And I can remember one of the highest tributes ever paid to Perreault. Harry Neal was coaching Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
This is way back, of course. And somebody asked Harry Neal, well, what do you think of Gil Perreault? And Harry said, Perreault is the only player I worry about on a one-on-three. But I would say...
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. But I truthfully, I think probably my favorite Sabre was Rick Martin.
Yeah? Why?
He was always impressed me as a class guy, a clean player. You know, he could have, as far as I was concerned, he could have won the Lady Bing year after year. Just a good, clean player.
Now, there might be some listeners who don't know where you sat for games. Most, I'm sure, do. But it was right on ice level between the two penalty boxes. Now, in a lot of arenas, like the Sabres now, have basically two PA announcers. One that sits down there and one that sits at the top.
Correct.
Did you ever have any kind of incident or scary moment? I mean, when I did games in Rochester for only a year, there was one guy there. Actually, at the time, he eventually played for Rochester, but at this experience, he played for the St. John's Maple Leafs, Kevin McClellan, who used to scare the lights out of me, because he would come over and he'd complain about the clock, and he'd smack his stick at us, you know, and I was like this little college kid, like, oh my God, the players are they going to hurt me? Do they have liberty to, you know, you used to see the clips from the 70s, players climbing into the stands and stuff. What was your closest brush with fear there?
I probably had the fastest microphone finger in the West, because back in the odd, there was, as you say, the one penalty box on my right, the other penalty box on my left, and I had no glass partitions separating me from these players.
Right.
So if there was a fight and these two players went to their respective penalty boxes, not infrequently yelling back and forth at each other, they would indulge in language that you wouldn't hear in Sunday school. And if I was in the middle of making an announcement and they started this tirade, I had to push the off button, or all this colorful language would have gone out through the audience.
Aside from protecting yourself from physical contact, which wouldn't be good either. Last call for Milt Ellis is from Stella. Hi, Stella.
Hi, Milt.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, Stella.
How's Alicia?
She's fine, too. Thank you.
Good. I found you on the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
Did you know that you're on the internet? There is a site, and there is you calling a Pierre Turgeon goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish I had the site offhand, but it's you, and you're announcing Pierre Turgeon's goal. And there's a nice picture of you and everything.
Good. Really? Did he score? He did score a couple goals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know this woman?
Yes.
How did I pick that up so quickly? You got to ask
yourself. We know each other.
Yeah, very good.
All right, Mel, say hi to Alicia.
I will, Stella.
Bye.
Thanks. I want to tell you what the thrill it's been to have you in, Mr. Ellis.
My pleasure.
And I know that maybe somebody out there who lived through a lot of his work at the Odd is thinking, boy, have him do some lines, right? You know, Perrault from Martin and Robert or something like that. But you've been here, let me just fill everybody in, you've been here since 3 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I got bumped by a football player.
The nerve of that guy, that freaking Tasker guy. Well, we've got plenty of stuff, as they say in the business, in the can that we'll spray throughout the program. Thanks a lot for being here.
My pleasure, thank you.
Are you doing any on-air work at all? Or can we? I don't say where, but you are on occasionally?
Well, my radio station that I'm still working part-time at, I do some commercials and
all right.
promos.
I mean, we do, and I do see you at hockey games
yes.
on occasion.
Yes, you do.
So thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure.
Milt Ellis, the voice of the Odd, our guest, will come back, open up the phone lines, hockey. We got into the Odd a little bit yesterday, and if you have a story that you didn't get through, whatever, you want to share that, or about Milt, that's fine. Of course, Steve Tasker had some good stuff from 2 to 4 on the NFL and the Super Bowl and the Bills. We can speculate as to where some of these assistant coaches are heading, or anything you like. Open phones throughout the program. Blaze McDonald, the Niagara coach, will be with us shortly as well. 626-1077. Toll free, 1-866-626-1077. And #1077 free for singular wireless users. My name is Mike Shope. We'll be back in a moment on the Sports Authority, 1077 WNSA.
Preserving Buffalo's memories. Staff announcer.